Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. When I say the word Bitcoin, what comes into your mind? Digital money? Expensive? How about energy hog? It turns out the cryptocurrency uses a lot of electricity. Here to explain why are Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general is hard to define. So we reached out to Alex DeVries, a financial economist who thinks a lot about this topic. He says,
in essence, Bitcoin is money, and it's just like the dollars in your bank account with one major difference, which is that there is no institutions, no governments controlling Bitcoin.
We don't really know where Bitcoin came from. It was started anonymously in 2009, and over time, it's captured the attention of everyone from professional investors to people who collect it just for fun. And today, over 46 million Americans own at least one share of Bitcoin.
And this cryptocurrency isn't just a fun experiment. It's worth some serious money. When it launched, you could get a coin for about $150, but now, each one is worth about $50,000.
Wow, that is a lot of cash. Can I get in on this? How do I get a coin?
You have to mine it, but it won't be easy.
What do you mean by mine? I thought Bitcoin was just a bunch of ones and zeros in the cloud.
Well, Bitcoin mining is sort of like playing the lottery. There's a limited number of Bitcoins out there, and to get one, you basically have to solve really complicated math problems and submit a winning guess.
How complicated are these math problems?
Well, they're so complicated that you need to run a lot of high-tech computers and servers nonstop for days and days to find an answer.
Alex, the financial economist, says all of the people trying to solve these Bitcoin math problems submit
more than 140 quintillion guesses every second of the day, nonstop. So that's 140 with 18 zeros after it.
Wow, that's a lot of zeros.
Yeah. Alex says every year, this process of mining Bitcoin uses as much energy as some countries, like Argentina.
Not to mention, the process of solving these Bitcoin math problems is incredibly inefficient. There's only one right guess for each coin, so those computers spend lots of energy on guesses that don't go anywhere.
But don't all forms of money use energy? I mean, you have to print cash, and credit card transactions need electricity.
Alex says Bitcoin uses way more energy than any other type of currency.
How much more?
Let me put it this way. A single Bitcoin transaction is responsible for the same amount of greenhouse gas emissions as about 2 million credit card transactions.
Okay, that is a lot. Is there any way to make Bitcoin more energy efficient?
Not really. If you want to mine Bitcoin, your only option is setting up a massive computer center to solve those complex math problems.
What's your advice to people who are thinking about investing in Bitcoin?
Well, if you're looking to use less energy in your life, Bitcoin is not the way to go.
If you want to enter the cryptocurrency game, perhaps do some research into the other lesser-known cryptocurrencies with an eye towards the energy use behind them.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.